above is also about Simcha. Shturim dekamaymer about Simcha. So Mitzvah Hashem, the following Friday, next week, we'll do a maymer at Tes Kislev maymer. And the Friday after, we're going to do, with Hashem's help, the Vayishlach maymer. And then for Yutas Kislev, we're going to start Tavshin Memhei. You know, we go backwards from year. But this is a maymer from Tavshin Yud Bein. The first Chayisod maymer of the Rebbe's Nesiyas. And it really is, like I said to you, the Rebbe said this maimer one other time, but Kit said, I even think there's a Mugadika version of it from the early Mems. But this maimer, it's based on Ayin Tes, it's based on a maimer from the Rebbe Rashab Ayin Tes, Vayuchai Yisora. The Friedrich Rebbe has a whole Hemshech of Maimorim, three Maimorim, if I'm not wrong, with the Pasuk, Vayosu Anovim Bahavai Yesimche, based on this maimer. And it goes back all the way to the Alter Rebbe. You have this mind from the Alter Rebbe, but the Alter Rebbe, I think it's called Tachas Asher Le'Yavel Tesavaya Lekecha, the Simcha of Tuv Le'Vav. You have it from the Alter Rebbe, from the Mittler Rebbe. You have many Rabbeim said the same Maimer. And we're going to learn the Rebbe's version of it, Vayu Chayisora. But like I said to you, we're going to learn today Chayisora. The Simcha part, I'm advising you, if you want, Sunday Mitzvah Hashem, instead of Ayem Yem, we're going to be doing the middle of this Maimer, which is about Simcha. So we're going to learn the Maimon. Again, the reason we're doing this Maimon is because there's no Toldus in our year, Mem Vav, so we're doing this Maimon. We're not going to waste any time. Let's go to the beginning of the Maimon. Vayiyu Chayi Sara. The years of Sara were Meya Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shanim. She lived 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. Shnei Chayi Sara. These are the years of Sara's life. And the Rebbe brings a Zayar. That the Zayar observes that this is the only one of the Imahis whose tabulation on life is written the way it's written. None of the other Imais doesn't say how long they lived. It certainly doesn't spell it out with three times the word Shana. Mea Shana, Ve'esim Shana, Ve'sheva Shanim. And the Zayar wants to know why by Sara specifically does it repeat exactly the number of years that she lived. What's so special about Sara? The Rebbe adds another question to this, which I don't think the Zayar asks directly, but I could be wrong. That it says twice, Vayu Chaye Sara, Meya Shanim, Esme Shanim, Ve'sheva Shanim, and then it concludes Shnei Chaye Sara. And so the Rebbe asks, "What do you have to say in one pasuk two times Shnei Chaye Sara?" These are the two questions, and the Zayar answers because Sara's life represents a model, a prototype, which is very unique, very distinct, that justifies its being repeated. Now I'm going to read with you the Zayar inside. But before I do, let me put it to you this way. The Torah is not a storybook. Which means Torah doesn't tell stories because they happened. Every single story in the Torah is told because it's Torah. Now what that means is this. Avram passes away, it says Avram passed away. Yitzchak passes away, it says how Yitzchak passed away. You know why? Because it's a different story. It's a different event. But Pnimius. Yankov Avinu passes away, it tells in detail how Yankov Avinu passes away because it's a different story. Sara Imenu passes away, it tells in detail how she passed away. Rivka's Histalkos is Bechlal not mentioned in the Torah. Leah's Histalkos is Bechlal not mentioned in the Torah. Rachel's is written in a pasuk. Because whatever you could learn from Leah's Histalkos and Rivka's Histalkos is already included in Sara's Histalkos. There's one additional detail that you have to learn from Rachel, so that's written in the Torah. Because Torah, like I said to you many times, is Miloshen Heirah, teaches us lessons. So if the Torah tells a story, it's not because the story occurred, but because this story is a different Torah. So the Zayin is analyzing what is so special about Sara's Histalkos, and the short answer is, because she passed away first. And the Emes says the same thing that Sara is, all the Imahis were in different ways, but basically the same idea. And as a result, the story of Sara's Histalkos includes the Histalkos of the Yavis. And consequently, once you tell the story of Sara, no need to repeat it. Except, like I said to you, a little bit by Rachel, because Rachel is different. Now, what? So Avraham is one Bechina, Yitzhak is a different Bechina. Right, Avraham is Chesed, Yitzhak is Gevurah, Yankov is Chesed. All the Imahis are Malchus. So the reason the Torah tells us one story as opposed to four stories, because it's the same story, physically it happened four times. The Pnimius HaNyanim, it's one Inyan. But I want to give you the Nekudah, and then we'll learn. The difference between the Avos and the Imahis is the Avos are in Atzilus. And the Imahis are the bridge between Atzilus and Briah. Malchus. Which means, in other words, the Imahis are far more important in terms of influencing the world. The Avos have no shaykhis to the world. Alakus. Like the Rebbe says in the Maim, but Avraham, Eivir Ma, he's totally removed. But because the Imahis have a shaykhis to the world, there is automatically an additional vulnerability, a sakone. Because when you have a shaykhis to the world, it's possible, just like you're able to influence the world, that God forbid the world should have an adverse influence on you. And that's the story. The Zayir says, "Ahi yuchai yisara." Sara's life is different, even than Avraham's, and Yitzchak, and Yankov's, because she's Sara Imenu, which means she goes down to the lower worlds to make a biro, as you'll see inside the Maimon. And as a result, she has greater vulnerability than the Aves. And the Torah says, "Vayihi yuchai yisara meya shana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim shnei chai yisara," that Sara did her shlichus b'tachas ha'shleimus. That's the spirit of this Maimon. Look inside, on page Kuf Samach Beis, in other words, staple on the right, please. Umamshich b'zoyhar. It's seven lines in, and there's a vertical line there. Umamshich b'zoyhar. To explain, first of all, what is unique about the histalkus of the Imahis versus the Ovis, which is what I'm telling you. Plus, why is it dafka by Sora that we talk about her passing away in so much detail? So the Zayat answers the question by raising a whole issue. The Osis Chava Le'alma. Chava came into the world. Is dafka by Chivya? And instead of accomplishing what she was meant to accomplish, b'tzad atev, she became attached to the snake. V'atol bo zuhama, and the serpent brought into Chava, zuhama means dirt, filth. V'garma meso liyalma, and it brought about death to the whole world, ulabayla, and even to her husband. Chava initiated something, and the way that my mother explained was Chava was supposed to initiate it, but she was supposed to win, and she lost. Now, Adam has no shaykhus to the Nochash. Chava has a shaykhus to the Nochash. But Chava is supposed to conquer the Nochash. And instead of Chava conquering the Nochash conquered her. And this brought about Mis. And the Zayir continues. Also, Noach liyama, so Noach comes along. Maksiv bey, Noach tried to do what Chava started. And instead of succeeding, he too failed. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayesht min ayayin, he drank from wine, hoping to correct the wrong that Chava had initiated. Vayishkar, it became shikir. Vayizgal, and he was exposed. Too much gilui, too much revelation, too much exposure, which is no good v'chol. Then the Zaya says, Asa Sara. Sara came, v'nachsas, she went down, v'salkas, and she came up. V'leyiz dapkes bay, and the nachash was not able to have an adverse effect on her, which means she clearly had a defeating effect on the Nochash. Like it says in Pasuk, Vayal Avram mi Mitzrayim, Avram ascended from Egypt. Who? V'ishtei v'chol ha'shalei, him, his wife, and all that belonged to him. U'begin, Davraham v'sara le'izdabku bay. Avram and Sara went down into Egypt, into Klippus. And they emerged together, not just Avraham, who was Atzilus, but even Sara, unscathed. B'kinkach, therefore, zochsa Sara l'chayin iloy. Sara married to supernal life. Law, not just for herself, but Ula Baila. Sara is a lower madrege, but when she does what she does, she affects an aliyah also in her husband. Valda, therefore it says, Vayyukhayisar. The Zakhsubu Bakula, she married it for everything, and therefore it's specifically Bahab. The law have a chayin. Sara's life is very distinct. So the Rebbe asked the Pashtakasha. If the idea is that Sara is different than Avraham, because she's a woman, Vukumt Nayach Mitten. Noach, I think, was a man. If the vart is that Sara is in line with Chava, yeah, and Avraham, the Aves are in Atzilus, and no shaykhus to anything. Fakad, Imahis, they make the connection between the higher world and the lower world. The Rebbe once said that the connection between the Rebbeim and the world was through the Rebbetzin. The Tzemach Tzedek said as much when he lost his Rebbetzin in Vecholu. So the Rebbetzin has a shaykhus to the world, which means there's a certain sakona. And when Nachsas Vesalkas, she does her Avoida, and she comes out, not only has the world not an adverse effect on her, but she has transformed the world. This is a special inyan. How does Noach land in the middle? Noach was a man. This is the kashas of the mind. And five lines from the bottom, the Rebbe continues, and he says, and the question is developed further. Chassidus explains to us, inyan. It says by Chassara, Mea Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shana. 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. There's two obvious questions. Question number one is that you say Meya ve'esrim v'sheva shanim, 127 years. Why Meya 100 years? Second of all, it says Meya shana loshen yochid, 100 years, 100 year, ve'esrim shana 20 year, v'sheva shanim and 7 years with an S, rabbi. So the Rebbe says, why do you have these divisions? And of course, the explanation is on the next page. That second line from the top, or third line from the top, the Hine Meya Shana page Kuf Samach, Yemu Meya Shana Koyal Bachinas HaKesed. 100 year goes on Kesed. Shazehu Aschavas Hagilish Alamatsiyas Eid, because 100 and Kesed show in the beginning of the form of revealing light, Mechutz L'Atzmos, outside how the light exists, only in relationship with itself. Kiyadua Bin Amespotim, you know from Kabbalah and Chasidus, numbers that Tremeya is called, 100 is Kesed, 20 is Chochma Bina, Midas are in single digits. Says the Rebbe, sometimes you find that Kesed is 1,000. Sometimes you even find that Kesed is Revava, 10,000. Revava has two translations. Either Revava means 10,000 or Revava means ad infinitum, onashir. So Kesed is sometimes a much greater number. Says the Rebbe, when you speak about Kesed having greater numbers, this is Shaharizel Bechinasa Kesed Kfish Huli Atzmei. I'm 7 lines from the top. It's Kesed is by itself. Avo Bechinasa Kesed. However, Kesed Kfish Nasa Shadish Amok. It's all about Kesed is the beginning of the world. Bechinas Adech Bemispen Meya. It's 100. What is 100? 100 is 10 times 10, which means that even though Kesed is such a high level, it's already developed into a Patsif, right? When you have a low number, either means it's very little, or it means it's very concentrated. 100 shows that it's a high number, which shows on a lot of detail, but how this detail is already in the beginning of being connected to Gilui, because Gilui requires detail. So 100 year, which is Arech Ampin, is how you have in Kesed, enough Gilui to shav shaychas to another world. And I'm skipping a couple of lines. I'm going down to Chiklalusam. I would say 12 lines, 11 lines from the top, where there's a vertical line. Umikomokim, nevertheless. 100 goes on Kesed because it's 10 times 10. Nevertheless, it says 100 year, not 100 years. And the Rebbe says why? Kesed has two parts. One half of Kesed is part of the Atzmus of Elikus. The other part of Kesed is what we would call the beginning of the Gili of Elikus. And I'm going to save explanations because we don't have time. Atik is Atzmus of Elikus. Elikus is just in relationship with itself. Arich is the beginning of Gili to the worlds. And V'chol M'mutza, whenever something is an intermediate, Tzadach Shiyabei Mishteya Bechinas, it includes both aspects. Shu M'mutza B'neim, which it stands in between. Tachtein Hashabah Elyein, Elyein Hashabah Tachtein. V'lachein Gam Bechinas, Tachtein Hashabah Maitzel, even the lower Madrega of Kesed. Avshihi Bechinas Tachtein Bavad. What makes the lower Madrega of Kesed lower? The line begins with the word Bulvad. Shezeu Shona. What does Shona mean? Time. Shemeida Sheshle Shaiches Agedir Azman. It's connected to time. So because it's connect, because it's the lower Madrega of Kesed, it's connected to time. Time is form. Time is world. That's why it's 100. But on the other hand, it's still connected to the lowest level of Atzmus. And in Atzmus, everything is one. It says 100. 100 shows on being able to communicate, to give. But it also says Shana Loshen Yachid, because the gift is still not given. It's a potential gift. It's still included in the Yetzem, because Ketzer is very close to the Atmos of Elikus. So this is Bekitzer, what Meya Shana means. It's the beginning of Gilui. The word Shana and the number Meya. Shana as time, show on Gilui. The Loshen Yachid of Shana shows that it's still in Atmos. And then he continues. And the same mystery of Esrim Shana, 20 year, also Loshen Yachid. So 20, says the Rebbe, Koya Chochma Bina goes on Chochma Bina, which have each one is 1 times 10. But Sheimba Mashleimos the Esep of Mes, it's not 10 times 10. It's only 2 times 10. And Akaskalos B'Misper Esep, but L'chein B'Misper Esep, the Moichin are not 200, they're only 20. But nevertheless, why are they on the Sheim B'Chinas HaSog? You could already understand them. The fact that Chochma and Bina are only in a multiple of 10 and not a multiple of 10 times 10. In other words, it's 20 and not 200, because Chochma and Bina already are a reality. You can understand them, which holds on a limitation. Says the Rebbe, this is a very interesting argument, and I would bet, I didn't look it up, that in Ein Tes is a different argument. Although it's only 20 and not 200, because it's already a Gilui that we can relate to, it says Shana Losh and Yachid. Why? Here's the word. Because Chochma and Bina Mereishis Havas Mitzias Yesh. The first creation that Eibishter made is Chochma. The first creation that Eibishter made is Chochma. If the first creation that Eibishter made is Chochma, that creation is closest to the Ayin. Says the Rebbe. V'hareyadu. All of us know. Sheis Havas Hayesh. The creation of a Yesh is B'keich Atzmos Davke. Comes directly from the Eibishter himself. Because like it says in Tanya, Shulavade Bekeche Dechalte Levrei Yeshmein, only the Eibish themselves can create Yeshmein. Kum Tachais, at Chochma bin Ara Metzias. But they're the first Metzias that Atzmus created. Since they're the first Metzias that Atzmus created, they have a feeling of Atzmus. That's why it says Shana Loshin Yachad. So by Kesed it says 100. Where does 100 go? On the greatest revelation. Shana means a Shaychis Tizman, a connection to the world. But it's Shana Loshin Yachad because in Kesed it's still removed from the world. Chochma bin are the first parts of the world, the first creations, as it were. But in the first creations you can still identify that it comes from Atzmus and Hus. So the number 20 shows that there already are revealed actual Matthias. But the Shana Loshin Yachad means that in this creation, which is a yesh, you can identify the yesh that is the yesh, that is the source of this yesh. That's the pshat and this maimon. I can ask you 100 questions on this. Maybe not 100, maybe only 90. This is a very shver avona. But I wrote on the margin, I would bet, and I don't know this for sure, that if you looked up the source of this maimon, which is the Vayichayisar Ayin Tes, the Rebbe Nachman Seidin gives a different argument, but if Ken Zayin is Dr. Soichet, it's a very shver av, what does this mean? You're talking about Chochma Bina, since one of Chochma Bina Yesh Miayin. But this is the Rebbe's argument. And then the Rebbe says, I'm 5 lines from the bottom of Kuf Samach Gimel. But then it says, Sheva Shonim, 7, and here it says years. Why Loshen Rabin? It's Koyo Bechina Savi, just it goes on the emotions of Atzilus. Shal Yado, here Nagas Elamas. Everybody knows the worlds are governed by Midas, like it says, the Midas Ami Elam Hem. 3 lines from the bottom. And the Rebbe says, "Kivas and Hagas Ha'elam as Haydei Bikavet." For the Eibush to govern his world in a productive way, has to be different paths. Why? If Hashem creates the world only with Chesed, people do whatever they want. If Hashem creates only with Gevura, we'll all be destroyed. No one's good enough. So, for there to be a world, you need to have different kavan. Turn the page, please, to Kuf Samach Dalit. Lachem. Therefore, Nema Sheva Shonim Loshen Rab has to say 7 years. Plurally, which shows on plurality, on divisions. So 100 year means Shaychas to Zman, higher than Zman and Achdus. 20 year means the beginning of creation, but you still know the source of creation. 7 years is full division. So it says that Sodom lived 100 year, and 20 year, and 7 years, what does it mean? Why did it say by Sodom, Mea Shono, Vesim Shono, Vesheva Shonim, to teach us? Sodah elevates the world. She brings clarity into the entanglement of the world. Not Avraham, Sodah. Not the man, the woman. And Shepol Bechol Amadreges. Her effect was in the whole Hishtalshelus. Sodah was able to elevate the highest levels of creation of Hishtalshelus. And she was also able to elevate the lowest levels of Hishtalshelus and everything in between. So she did it. B'Shleimus. Like the Rebbe, so why did it say a second time Shnei Chayei Sodah? The Lashna Zayin is Dilo Havachayin. You know, Dilo Havachayin is like Nayem Yem Vayachigalept. Yeah. She lived. Why did she live? Because she took on a challenge. She fought and she won and she was successful completely. But what's the reason to say 2 times? Well, you Chaye Sara, and at the end of the pasuk again, it's Shnei Chaye Sara. And that ever goes off into a discussion, which we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem Sunday, about Simcha, point one, and how Simcha comes from Bittul. A novel, and that in order to have proper bittul and simcha, you need to have what's called bilti murgash, no feel. I'm going to explain that momentarily. And that when you don't have bilti murgash, and instead you have murgash, you have a brand new sakona. And we're going to move forward to page Kuf Samach Ches. I'm going to continue the chayi sora part of the maimon. And as I told you earlier, in Yirtzah Hashem, the simcha shtick, we're going to discuss the second hour on Sunday. But I need to give you a short introduction. This is a gewaldike shtickle in Chassidus. It's a moidendike Indian. There's a sugi in Chassidus. It's in many, many places. Many places. That's called murgash or bilti murgash. Murgash means to serve Hashem and be aware. Bilti murgash means to serve Hashem and not even notice that you're serving Hashem. What's the story? The Alter Rebbe had a son and a Talmud. The Alter Rebbe's son was the Mittel Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe's Talmud was a Baran Strashelet. If you would look at these 3 men, you would think that the Baran Strashela was closer to the Alter Rebbe than the Mittler Rebbe. Why? Because by the Alter Rebbe we know that there was Chitzenius. It was his spineless Chitzenius. Alter Rebbe used to pound his fist on the wall when he died until he would bleed. Alter Rebbe Fatzach Kaiklin. In Teira Shalom it's written that Alter Rebbe was a Pnimi Atzmi. His home Metzius was Emes. And the reason for this is spoilers. It was not Chas V'Shalom, because by the Alter Rebbe there was Epsayim for Chitanius, but because the world was not ready for him. He was the first to bring this Inyan into the world. So Mitzad Velt, there was such a Hispilus. Then he had a son and a Talmud. The Mittler Rebbe was stone cold, ice, Kaltenbrand. But the Mittler Rebbe davened, he would stand still. And he was Bechlam out of this world. And sometimes he would perspire, he would pour with sweat. His goof did not budge. Total vekas in the Yebisht. And the Mittler Rebbe would see Chassidim getting too emotional. For they pushed Merachak Zayin. He couldn't deal with it. The Mittler Rebbe wanted total pnimius. Rabbanan Streicher was an unbelievably passionate man with fantastic magnetism. People were drawn to Rabbanan Streicher like a fish to water. Chassidim of the Mittler Rebbe were afraid to see him because they knew the Pasha would be reeled in. His Koyach HaMoshech was Isaac. So there's a story, I just saw now, another version of the story, but it's a smaisim for semis. Isaac Homler, who was the G'dayli Chassidi Admor HaZokit, but he was the Mittler Rebbe's Chassid. He went to see Rabbanan Streicher Pravet, his Rebistve. And he watched. Rabbanan Streicher said a maimid. And in the middle of the maimid, he got into such a spilos that he stood up. And then he stood up on his chair. And then he stood up on the table. And it's like, Yavor from Hent and the Feast. He was, stood him. He was, Mamash, Chetzev Lavesesh, fire, fire. And Rabbi Isaac Homler was a big maven, watches and watches and watches. At a certain point, he sees that Rabbi Aaron Streicher noticed that he's on the table. And instead of getting off the table, he made a split-second decision. The maimon is almost finished. I'll finish ending in the maimon. By the way, last night I saw a different version of the story, that it wasn't the maimon chesidus, it was Rikudim, dancing. This version I saw by Reb Simcha Gorodetzky, Dach Sechmir. I'm reading this story, the different chesidim, Medachzach by Reb Simcha Gorodetzky. At that second, Reb Isaac Homler saw that Reb Aaron Streicher sees that he's standing on the table, there's a voice from the back of the room, Arka, Arka, Kriecha, Rab, Fantish, get off the table. As long as you didn't know you were standing on the table, it was okay. Now that you know, get off the, stop it. No shtick. Arka, Arka, that's a story. Tzvei Greisach Sidim. This is the Taich Murgish. When a person serves the Eibishter, sometimes the person Eibishter with such dveikas that on the outside you don't see anything. So there's no what's called Nichve Mechupase Shal Chaveide. There's no idea that you're burnt from your neighbor's chuppah. Because there's no fire on the outside. Morgish be disturbing the Eibishter, but there's a passion, a fire. And that fire can burn your neighbor, even though you're a total dveikas to the Eibishter. And the real reason why there's an avoid of Morgish is because in you there's a dakas de kechson. And the dakas de kechson in you creates that in you, your avoid can't be in a strict, quiet, and deep dveikas. There's a certain feeling, passion. And that passion, when it spills over to somebody else, can be the beginning of Yeniki Sachitain. So it says in Chassidus, Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden, and they had no awareness of their guf. None. Why? Because they were in such a dveikas ne'evish that they had no awareness of their guf. After Chet Etzadas, Adam and Chava didn't become stupid. They were still the smartest people who ever lived. But they noticed. And because they noticed, that's why they had to cover themselves, that's why they had to be thrown out of Gan Eden. This is called the transition from Bilti Murgish to Murgish. There was a plan A and a plan B. According to plan A, Adam and Chava were supposed to serve the Eibishter without any hergish of themselves. Advekas. Chava was the one who the Nochash came to. And the Nochash is challenging her. Why? Because the Eibishter really wanted that you should do a Avoida of Bilti Murgish without being aware of yourself. And then also do an Avoida of being Mevarer Murgish. That you should even be able to serve the Eibishter with passion, and the passion should be, the noise and the drama should be with no unique and nothing extraneous, nothing negative. Adam's inyan, like Avraham's inyan, was strict bilti morgish. Chava's inyan was to undertake the nochash and win. What's the nochash? The nochash is this, the edelste evil. What's the edelste evil? That you're serving the Eibishter and you notice. But she had to bring into that morgish a bittel. So that even though she's serving the Eibishter with a morgish, there should be, you know, Yenika, and she failed. Failed means she was serving Hashem with passion. That passion is the source of all evil, including death itself. Noach tries to correct it, and fails again. Sara tries to correct it, and she succeeds, and that's the story of the parsha. Wait, because Noach's avoda was morgish. That's the answer, the kids. So we read Sif Hey, Val P Zeh, page Kuf Samachas, and accordingly, Yuvu Mashikosav Zeh, the Zeh says, Osas Chava Liyalma, Chava comes into the world, Vigor, Vizdabkes Behachidia, she got attached to the Nachash, Vatal Bazuoma, brought into her Shdakas Dikara, you know, one free radical, that's all. And the result of this was Ayifa Murgish, Avoid the term with passion, which when it trickles down enough layers, results in really not good. Vigor Mamesa Liyalma, La Baila, she brought about death to herself and her, even to her husband. Also neach le'alma v'chulu, also sara le'alma v'chulu, explains the Rebbe. Shekolzeh u'yinechad. It's why is neach mentioned in the middle? Because we're not talking about gender only. We're talking about task. These three people had a similar task. Shakilkul de Chava. Chava was miskalkul. She wasn't miskalkul because she made a simple mistake. She made a very sophisticated mistake. This was her business. Adam, like Avraham, was supposed to be bilti morgish. Chava was supposed to bring Bittel into mortgage. That was her shlichus. Neach was supposed to bring Bittel into mortgage. That was his shlichus. Sara was supposed to bring Bittel into mortgage. And when you fail, you create more of the mortgage. You create more of the klipa, and you have to have more of a biru. Says the Rebbe. Shekolzehu inyanechad, it's all one story. Shekilkul de Chava, v'akilkul de Neach, nitkin on this sort. V'inyan bazen, the Rebbe explains. The hinya, kilkul de Chava. The mistake of Chava, skip the parenthesis. Kosher, I'm 8 lines, or 7 lines from the bottom of Kuf Samachas. Kosher, I'm kolos ha'in de chet etzadas. It has to do with chet etzadas. What was chet etzadas? Shehu inyan hargosha. You should feel. You shouldn't know intellectually that there's good and evil. Knowing evil means being evil. How do we know teven ra? Because we are teven ra. The idea of knowing evil in your head and not feeling it, Chava failed at. She became aware of teven ra in her person. After chet etzadas, Hashem kicked them out of Gan Eden. And of course, we see the departure of Gan Eden as a punishment, but there's got to be an upside. Says the Rebbe, why did the Abish kick them out of Gan Eden? Not only to punish them, but to work the world. Translates the Rebbe, kedei levaras anetutis. Something changed. Now they needed to elevate sparks. But they needed to elevate sparks by Malkam Shehem, by being where the sparks were. Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden. They were eating fruit. And the Chazal tells, my paid in mitzvahs. They were in a state of built-in mortgage. They did their thing, and the klipas, wherever they were automatically elevated. When Chava sinned, she brought them down to a lower madrega. Hashem says, now you're going to have to engage. Because of this failure, you cannot serve Hashem on a madrega of built-in mortgage. You must serve the Eibishter in the Madrega of Murgash. You have to descend into the lower worlds and be Eisek in the Birudim in an engaged way. B'derech Mumat Alamayla, by going from the bottom to the top. V'loi be'efen shahabir in Nasam Amela, not that they could sit in Gan Eden and shine light and elevate sparks. B'derech Mumayla Lamata, by simply shining light. Kishayev Meshleim, Meshleim sits in Jerusalem. Shleim HaMelech. And the Klippas come to him, the Netutas come to him. Adam and Chava, had they done built-in Murgash? That's how it would have been by them. When Chava engages with the Nachash, this was her task, but fails. Instead of conquering Murgish, Murgish conquers her. Now a whole new method of avoid is introduced. You have to go where the klipa is, struggle with it and elevate it, and all of it is done with passion, which means all of it is done with inexactitude. Even the good we do has a little bit of klipa. Three lines in the bottom, the sin of the original sin of eating into the das. Now, so inyan argosh, it brought to the world feeling. When you now want to correct it, you do it in a feeling way. To elevate the sparks in their place. I want you to go back for a moment to Kuf Samach Zayin, please. I want you to go back for a moment to Kuf Samach Zayin. I want to show you something. And what I'm about to show you, I don't understand, but I still want to show it to you. Six lines from the bottom, it says something very interesting. We're now explaining that Adam and Chava in Gan Eden served Hashem on such a high level of dveikus they weren't even aware of themselves. Bilti Murgish. Chava, whose malchus, her task was to engage with a level of avodas Hashem where there is feel and bring a bittel into it. Because she failed, Chava and Adam are both thrown out of Gan Eden. Now you have to serve Hashem in the real world, engage with klipa, and you have to feel. So the Rebbe says, Mizem movement, this teaches us. I'm sorry, Ach Inyanhu, the idea is Kuf Samach Zayin, six lines in the bottom. Shasiba Sachet. What caused Adam and Chava to eat from Eitz Das in the first place? was that even before the chet there was some level of feel. And then the Rebbe says, and therefore, after they did the sin, so when a yid serves the Eivish, Hashem created the Mechava. They were not perfect. They were almost perfect. They lived in a world of such peace and such harmony, they had no feeling of self. But if they were truly perfect, how could they possibly sin? You have to say that even before Adam and Chava ate Mitzvah Tevara, there was Bedaka, Minadaka, some possibility for Murgish. There was the possibility of being able to feel self. Had there not been the possibility to be able to feel self, there was no way that Nachash could get Chava to sin. And Chava has to defeat that possibility and not sin. And then there will be an Avodah of guilty Murgish. Chava fails. So before the Yetz Hadas, there was a Dakos Dika Hergish. As a result of Eitz Hadas, there was a real avoid of Hergish. How do we serve the Eibish? We have to be excited. That excitement is a good thing. But that excitement can hurt our neighbor. That excitement shows on an inner conflict. Because if we were fully at peace, it would be natural. So the point that I'm trying to show you here is that there's really two steps. Step one, before Adam and Chava sinned, the possibility for sin proved that there was some concept of Murgish. And the consequence of sin was a full-blown idea of Murgish. So the throne out of Gan Eden, the Eibush says, you're not going to stay in holiness and elevate the world by from the distance. You're going to have to engage. So Chava's Shlichus was to be involved with the Nochash and conquer him. The Nochash conquered her. There became an Eve of Murgish. And that's why we have to go out into the world and be Mavadid it. We're going back now to page Kuf Samach Ches. Last line on the page. Ve'inyin zeh ratzon neach letak. Neach wants to correct it. Ayed avidosei be'inyin v'yita kerem through why. The boy said, here's what you have to understand. There's a Jew on a very high level. When you learn this ma'amid, it's so interesting. The Rebbe talks about how people serve the Eibishter before Chet Eitz Hadas. But he describes it, it's normal and natural for every person, as if he's talking to us, to serve Hashem b'l dimon. Oh, but after Chet Eitz Hadas, it's not so normal anymore. I mean, what happened before Chet Eitz Hadas is not normal. It lasted a couple of hours. But the Rebbe describes it, Kila, it was a regular path, you know. There's a path of serving Hashem, which is such a state of bittul, you don't feel yourself. There's a path of serving Hashem where there is a feeling of self. And when you feel yourself and serving the Eibishter, from that feeling can be unique as a chetzeinu. When you're very passionately in love with the Eibishter, you can fall into taivus. When you're very passionately zealous about the Eibishter, you can fall into cruelty. As they state in the Maimonim, there's a Maimon which actually goes through, takes you through the steps, how you go from Pachad to Achzori, how you go from the feet of Yitzchak to the head of Esav. But there's a third avoida, that you serve passionately, but you infuse that passion with a Kabbalah Seir. You infuse that passion with a fear, what he calls in the Maimed, Vegilo, you're besimcha, but other, and the fear is filled with a bittle. So you're serving Hashem passionately because you're a passionate person. But you bring into that passion a bittle that doesn't allow that because of your passion it should have an ill effect, it should be an instantial lower. But you see, there's two places of bittle. Listen to me. There's two places of bittle in instantialos. The bittle of Chochmah and the bittle of Malchus. This is the difference between Noach and Sodah. Noach is taking Yayin. What's Yayin? Bina, understanding. But Noach knows the deepest level of understanding is Bittul. Understanding is Metzias, understanding is Murgash, understanding is me. And Noach is hoping to drink wine and bring into the wine Bittul. And he fails. Sodah also wants to bring into Murgash Bittul, but not through the Bittul of Chochmah, through the Bittul Taka of Kabbalah Seir, of Yira. And Malchus, and she succeeds. Let's go inside. Dehine, Yayin uvachinas bina, top of Kuf Samachtes. Wine is the idea of understanding. Shuinyan hasog of Yadua, we know Shabasog is beifan. There's two levels of understanding things. Hasog is achiev, understanding things directly, and Hasog is ashlil, understanding things indirectly. What's the difference? Hasog is achiev, he, understanding things directly means Shemasig as adover atzma, you understand the matter itself. If you understand it very, very well. And the Rebbe says four lines in the top, you don't have to change to understand the idea. And the idea doesn't have to change for you to understand it. You remain your Matthias. Seichel remains its Matthias, and you understand it. Five lines in the top of the Saga Sashlila. Things which you can't understand directly. You say, what is God? The answer to the question, what is God? There's a series of knots. He's not physical. He's not with time. He's not with space. He's not with moods. Because what he is, we don't know. We only know what he isn't. What you want to know, you cannot know. You know simply it's beyond your comprehension. Moreover, not only is it beyond your comprehension, you don't even have a chush of to what degree it's beyond your comprehension. You don't even know how much it's beyond your comprehension. When you understand something, you don't really understand it. You just have a sense of how it's beyond your understanding. End of the line. V'zeu b'chinas pnimiyas bina. This is the deepest level of bina. And the Rebbe says the deepest level of bina shemishtavel b'chinas ha-chochma is the idea of chochma, which is bitul ha-sogis. You see, Noach, if Noach was like other Medishin, he would have been involved in chochma directly. What's chochma? Chochma is shemen, wine. But Noach is like chava. His inyan is murgish. Murgish means to feel. So he's involved with bina, understanding. Like chava's involvement with the nochash. But he wants to bring into wine, he wants to bring into understanding what's called pnimiyas bina. In other words, you should understand it and understand it well, or to say it in other words, you should feel it and feel it in your heart. Bring a bitl into that feeling that it shouldn't have a unique sachitzedim. That's what he's trying to do. V'zehu, five lines from the end of the paragraph. Shenayach ratzel etakin eschate, he wanted to correct it. Inyan argosha, because that sin was the sin of being aware of self, ayadei inyan yayin, through wine. He wanted to bring bitul of hasogas hashlila into a. You should understand something thoroughly and know yeshus. There's a letter from the Rebbe to the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe asked the Rebbe to tell him a Venus on the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yudel Ebed, who was a Tomim. So the Rebbe spent some time talking to Rabbi Yudel Ebed and learning. And then he wrote to Friedrich Rebbe a note, which is printed in this new volume of Igris. He says, I didn't have enough time to get to the end of his limud. I don't know mamish how much he knows. But the idea that he's talking to a big lamdan and he has no hergish atzmi, he has no awareness of self. So the Rebbe writes, this is incredible. The Rebbe is mispol. This is teim chetmimim, a lamdan, a balnigle. He says, how much he knows in lamdas, I haven't reached the end of it. I didn't talk to him long enough. But what I know is that we're talking to a man who's a gvaldiker god and there's no feeling of self. There's just teira. That's the Chabad ideal, you know. Noach wants, he should understand and have no hergish himself. Oh, but it didn't work out. Omno maksiv be, what happens instead? He drinks and he becomes crazy. What's the next word? Vayizgol. Instead of it bringing a bittle, there was more revealing. So Noach is trying to be mavatl, murgish, not he shouldn't feel. Into the field there should be bittle, but Noach is using the intellectual bittle. This is his technique. Using the bittle of chochma fails. Next paragraph. She descends and ascends. And the Rebbe explained she was a shnei alafim teirag and tzariches. But here's the point. Third line in. Sara is trying to correct the same thing Noach trying to correct, but he's using a different method. Noach was thinking that since the end of understanding is bittel, I'll bring bittel into understanding, and didn't work. Sara is not using that method. She's using plain old Yireh Tatar, Bittel, Kabbalah Seil. V'zeu she'sara nachsis, she descends into the lower worlds, and then she comes back. V'ikir haravusahu. Seven lines into the paragraph, please. What's special about Sara is, she'sara also mishom that she went out. Kibab b'negeel Avraham, that Avraham goes into Egypt and comes out. Big deal. He's Aver Ma, he's Bittel the Chochma, he's built in Morgish, and Yerebusa, Shahaya Etzlin Ali. Of course, Avram is going to come out of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim never touches him. El Arabusi ben Yael is Sora. On the other hand, Sora. She has a Shaychas to Klippa. Not just Shaychas to Klippa for a negative reason, because her inyan is to correct it. And in the case of Sora, there was a great thing that Mikomukam Nachas Vesalkas, she came out of it. Vitam Hadova, the explanation is. Eight lines from the end. Even though she begins Malchus, she begins Yireh Tatar. Malchus is the lower fear. She begins Bitla Yesh Bilvad. It's only giving up your ego. In other words, when a person is at a lower level of Bitla, he just does what you say, but he doesn't feel as you feel. She says it doesn't matter. Mikomokaim. Six lines from the bottom. How does a Bitla Yesh Chabol Seil? Bitla Yesh means I don't understand. I don't feel. But I am putting myself aside. Rebbe brings those classic words, Bechinas Hanochas Atzmuse. You're putting aside you as you are to do what somebody else wants. Okay? V'loik, Mebitla Yesh Deh Asoga. It's different than Noach. Noach wants to use the brain to get the bittle. That's a much more dangerous road. using the mind to get the bittle, if you succeed, it's meidendik. But if you fail, you end up shikir. Sod is not using the mind to get the bittle. She's using bittle, a vekleg, to get to bittle. It's a lower madrege, but it's a much safer method. And she takes succeeds. Four lines from the bottom, v'hainu, sh'aydeizeh she'sara hoisi im Avraham. Sara comes with Avraham. So nimshach v'yiret atashba, her simple bittle, has ha'aras yiret lash, has the koiches that Avraham Avinu give her. V'lachein ha'yzichay l'sakir es chetei tzadas. She corrected chetei tzadas. Now listen to the next words. Hamshachas ha'bittle, to bring bittle, gamba ha'veda she'b'chidas mogish. You're serving Hashem with passion, with understanding, with awareness, and yet there's a bittle, which is the avoid that we're supposed to do. Lachadichat. Noach fails. Chava fails. Sodom doesn't fail. You know why? Why? Why was Sodom more successful than the others? They all had one task. Adam, and I don't know who was the opposite of Noach, and Sodom, they were built in Murgish, above it all. The Eibishter wanted two things. You should eat from Eitz HaChayim, right? That's built in Murgish, as it says in Eter. And also, you should eat from Eitz HaDas, which is Murgish, and corrected. This was Chava's task, she fails. It was Noach's task, he fails. It was Sarah's task, she succeeds. You know why? Because she came with her husband. Chava was Adam's wife. She was doing her own thing. Sarah was who the ishte. Sarah knew that even though her husband has no shaykhas to this avodah, for her to bring bittel into Metzias, it's her task. What is the lashon in the Maimir? Aideizesh Sarah Haisa im Avraham. She's coming along with Avraham. Therefore, she brought the bittle of Avraham, which was above Klipa, into her bittle. V'lochein, second line from the bottom, hoiz yechel sakir eschat etadas. That's why she was able to correct it. Go to the next page. And this is what's special about Sarah. That Sarah, in effect, showed how you could be an imperfect Jew and serve Hashem in a perfect way. How could an imperfect Jew serve Hashem in a perfect way? When you bring Kabbalah Selah to what you do, even if what you do is not such a lofty thing, it makes that the little bit that we do has an emes and doesn't have a unique. Sodom represents this bittle, and the Teda teaches us what's unique about Sodom was that she was linked to Avraham Avinu. Ubazeh yuva mashamasayim. That's why it says twice, Shnei Chaye Sodom. Why does it say twice, Shnei Chaye Sodom? Okay, six lines into the page. Shachidish de Sodom hu, Sodom's inyan is, Shayada hayatikn, Chetei Tzadas. She corrects Chetei Tzadas. Which means, again, the same words. Hamshachas inyan abittel. She brings bittel. Gamba bechirat mogish. Not that you should stop feeling. No, you should feel, but that the feel should not be negative. It should be with a bittel. And the Rebbe explains that even in the lowest worlds, there should be bittel. Ukemashal ha'evet. I'm second line from the end of the paragraph. For example, a slave. She'ikir avedasi v'kabal sale. The whole business of a slave is kabal sale. But he gets joy. Last line. And makamagum hubasimcha. He has joy. He knows that the Eibishter gets a gishmak from his avoda, so there's something called Tainug Ha'eved, who Tainug Adam Mamish. You get a delight from the delight of your master. You work for a boss. You're happy when he's happy. Sarah's Murgish was with a bittle. She was buckled to the Eibishter. And her Murgish was that since she's buckled to the Eibishter wants her to feel, so she feels. And that's why it says a second time, Shnei Chaye Sarah. Because the second Shnei Chayesara means in the lower worlds. The first Vayu Chayesara Meya Shanav Esem Shanav Eshev Shanav is in Atzilus. The second Shnei Chayesara is that even the lower worlds she brought in the Eibishter. She brought Bittel into Murgash. And then the Rebbe says, this is written in the Torah, so the Shaykh is each one of us. And not only the Shaykh is each one of us, the Shaykh is even to Yidden in the times of Golos. And the Rebbe compares Golos to Adam being Chava thrown out of Gan Eden. Five lines into the Maimon, you can expect this to come up. Mikomo came, Ayedei Ayeskashus B'Avraham. It was talking to us, our connection to Avraham, and Avraham means the Rebbe Denosi. When Shekosov has the apostle, says, Habitu, examine. Tzor, Chutzaftem, V'Makapas, B'Enu, Kartem, your sources. Habitu, Al Avraham, Avichem, see your father Avraham, V'Asor, Techeil Elchem. He negam b'zman agolos now. After Lahamshech, you could bring down Bittel the Kabbalah sale into our limited and passionate service of the Eibishter. You could serve Hashem with joy, which is one of the most important avodas that could possibly be. And three lines from the bottom, and at the same time, there's no negative, because there's gilu b'rodo. And the Rebbe says, Sarah, Neach, Chava, This world becomes a home for the Eibishter. When you serve Hashem without feeling, you're not in this world. The feeling is this world. When you bring a bittel into the feeling, that's a dira b'tachteinim.